now to a notable Hollywood snub. Two women responsible for the highest-grossing movie of 2023, Barbie, were overlooked for Best Actress and Best Director when Academy Award nominees were named yesterday. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Part of what irritated fans was that Barbie's 8 nominations included one for the guy who played Ken. I'm just Ken. Some people complained on social media it's just like the Barbie movie plot. Ken gets a Best Supporting Actor nomination, Barbie herself gets nada. But let's be clear about a few things. First, Ryan Gosling was really good as Ken. The movie Barbie was also nominated for this song, and for Best Supporting Actress for America Ferrera, and for Best Picture and Best Adapted Screenplay. That counts as nominations for Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, says NPR's pop culture correspondent Linda Holmes.
I would have loved to see Gerwig and Robbie nominated for directing and performance, but I'm glad they got other nominations.
Gerwig, the director, was nominated for co-writing Barbie's screenplay.
This night is just perfect. It's perfectly perfect. And you look so beautiful, Barbie.
People tend to talk about the screenplay nomination Gerwig earned with Noah Baumbach as though it's inferior to a directing nomination. I'm not sure it is, really.
And star Margot Robbie was nominated as a producer when the film got a Best Picture nomination.
Given what I've heard about the fact that her producing contributions were quite active, that's a real nomination, too.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
It's been widely reported that it was Robbie who convinced Mattel to take this Barbie risk. But movies about toys tend not to get Oscar nominations. Linda Holmes says Barbie was still a unique historic achievement.
It's complicated because people think of movies as director's projects. So it's sort of how can you be nominated for Best Picture and not Best Director? But with the math being the way it is now, if you have 10 Best Picture nominees, you're going to have a bunch of directors not nominated.
Only 5 directors get nominated, but it's 10 movies for Best Picture. So Holmes says Greta Gerwig got left out, but so did the deserving directors of American Fiction, The Holdovers, even Maestro.
And honestly, the Academy was never not going to nominate Christopher Nolan or Martin Scorsese. If Gerwig had been nominated, it probably would have been Justine Triet from Anatomy of a Fall, who wasn't. And that would have been a shame, too, because that's an excellent piece of directing also.
The French courtroom drama Anatomy of a Fall was directed by a woman who won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival.
Vous admettez qu'il était jaloux.
No, I don't know.
At least there seems to be room for another woman director. But Barbie fans will be the first to say that's still just not enough.
Okay, cool.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.